San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, May 21st, 2023. Today's lesson is Starlight, Star Bright with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning,
hon. Ah, so wonderful to be here. Let's anchor ourselves in, okay? There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty. One, indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so it is.
So it is.
So today, we are continuing our May theme of light within the shadows with our lesson today, Starlight, Star Bright. I want you to think about this little poem we all learned as children. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. Wish I may, wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. In that, we were setting our intention. We were recognizing that there is a power greater than we are that somehow has the magical ability to grant wishes, to answer prayers, to fulfill intentions. We knew this innately. Nobody really had to tell us this. This was something we kind of figured out for ourselves as kids when we learned our prayers, that we said our prayers before we go to bed. You know, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And God bless, and then you list all of your family and friends and pets. And what you're doing is you are setting an intention in that moment for good to be in their lives. With the Starlight, Star Bright, we're setting an intention for good to be in our own lives. One thing that we need to remember is that it was God's greatest idea for the universe that was his intention. So God's greatest idea for the universe and for us as the God's creation. Now I can say the divine, spirit, the universe. I can say whatever I want. I just happen to be calling it God. That's the English word. You know, there are lots of different languages, lots of different words, but there's still only one creator, only one creative source. And that one creative source only had itself, its intentions, its makeup to create. And therefore, everything is part of that same creative energy. That same creation. We are one with it. Reverend Nina Russell talks about oneness with God. And she says something that's appropriate to this month of light within the shadows. Because a lot of people think that there is a darkness within them that they have to hide. When that is just a belief in a darkness in them. Reverend Nina says, the main body of humanity feels separate from God. The average person sees everything as external from him. The truth of the matter is that we can never be separate from the kingdom of God within our own consciousness. Yes, it is there even though people have put up walls between their human mind and innate divinity. These walls are human errors that must be eliminated before the beauty of God's light can show through. Cleansing one's thought of erroneous human opinions and beliefs removes the walls and greatly lightens our karmic load. In addition, it pushes us faster and further on the spiritual path, which results in creating inner peace and outer plenty. Our task, the one that lies before us, is to purify our thinking, to return to our original purity and to love. We need to set our own intention to that. Set our own intention to think about what we're thinking about. Purify our thinking. Because what we are, what we always have been, is pure light. The light of the divine, walking around in these earth suits, having to learn to balance, to take steps, to make noises, to have sound that we can communicate, to move our arms and legs. We had to learn all that within the constraints of this earth suit that allows us to function on this planet. Notice I said, allows us to function on this planet. Earthly life is a visit. We are born into an earth suit that adapts and grows as we go through time. And as these bodies are strengthened through the power of our mind. Everything in your body is controlled by the power of your mind. Therefore, it is important to think about what you're thinking about. It really is. Every now and then my body does something and I think, what was I thinking?
My mind does that. What was I thinking?
Yes. That's why we need to think about what we're thinking about. Think about what our intentions are. Now, light and shadow, the way we see them here in the world, allow us to perceive distance and perspective. But in truth, we are beings of light within these bodies. We are bringers of light. Everything that we say with the intention of sharing truth, love, joy, compassion, pleasantries even, just companionship. Everything we do, we are bringers of light because we are bringing ourselves and we are light beings. Shadows and darkness are only seen as the absence of light. We bring the light to dispel the shadows of doubt. When we can dispel these shadows of doubt, little ones, it increases our confidence, which is a human thing. It increases our sense of having some kind of power, which is a human thing. But we can take this lesson, we can bring light to these little things. We can bring light to big things because the divine does not know large or small. The divine does not say, the sun in that solar system over there, it's better than the sun in that other solar system over there because that other solar system over there is out of my consciousness right now. But let's look at what's the real truth. God, Spirit, the Creator, Source, is present, fully present everywhere. Nothing is better than anything else. This sun is not better than that sun. Each of them are simply a sun. Each of them have a function. Each of them probably are orbited by chunks of rock that we get to on our world call planets. But remember that it's all the same stuff. The stuff that made up the sun, the one here and the sun far away, that made up the planets, that made up all the stars we see, which are, we are told, suns out there in the galaxy. All of that stuff is the same stuff that you are made of and that I am made of. It's all energy. It's all divine essence. Dr. Christine Emmerling wrote on the importance of right thinking. And Noble and I were talking this morning about how so many people these days were not taught how to think when they were children. They were certainly told what to think. But in the science of mind, we teach people how to think. We never tell them what to think. In fact, I'll say it again. I've said it many times. Do not believe a word I say. Look up what I talk about. Think about what I talk about. See if it resonates within your heart. See if it makes you curious. See if you walk away illuminated, enlightened. But don't believe me just because I'm standing here. We all choose what to believe, what not to believe. But you need to know how to think to make those assessments. Dr. Christine said, I relax and begin with a full deep breathing. I acknowledge every breath as the life of God, a holy breath, as the divine presence that lives and moves and has its being in, through, and as my mind, body, and soul, pure love. Omnipresence, God everywhere, is right where I am. I am one with this living presence of love that inspires every thought, word, and action. It's intentional. It's intentional. She says, every inspired thought brings love and order to my life now. And she's right. Every thought that we have, that we feel that ring of truth, that ring of sacred inspiration, that brings love and order into our life. She writes, I see this divine order in all of creation, with the indivisible divine substance as atoms, making up our vast universe with its billions of stars and cosmic bodies, while guiding every orbit. The beautiful seasons on our earth and all of the life, seed, root, stalk, infant, child, adult, idea, thought, action. I am the activity of divine order in expression. I rejoice in spirit. She has an affirmation here. Let's say it, okay? Place your hand over your heart. As I think in my heart,
as I think in my heart,
I believe and I act.
I believe and I act.
And so it is. Yeah, very simple, very simple. Now, talking about intention and that the entire universe is a result of the intention of the source. The power of the one mind into which we all think. And we're all having this earthly experience in our earth suits, right? What about on other planets? Do they have other planet suits? If they're Mars, on Mars, do they have Martian suits? Or do they have Earth suits and have to dress up in external paraphernalia like our astronauts do in order to live on Mars? Doesn't it make sense that if we were created with Earth suits, then any life force on Mars would have been given a Mars suit? Mm-hmm. And they didn't get the approval of those of us in Earth suits for whatever that Mars suit looks like. Heck, it could look like a rock. I mean, we could be having our little rovers out there driving all over different planets and seeing all these things that we look at as rocks and could actually be in the middle of a bustling city of whatever their suits. I remember the movie Men in Black, and I loved Men in Black because it was so much fun, and it poked fun at so many things. The premise was there's this secret agency within our government that manages all of the extraterrestrials that come to our planet for a vacation or for conferences or for business. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's just another big hotel, but when the people come here, the ETs come here, they have to be able to provide some kind of disguise, an earth suit to wear. And if you think about it, ETs must exist. Because we are not the only planet. And you think about, why wouldn't they be here? People say, oh, well, why would they come? Well, why wouldn't they? People go on vacation everywhere. They go to the ocean, they go to the mountains, they go to do service with poor countries. They do. They go skydiving, and we're even working on touring space. A couple people have gone up as tourists in space. So, why would they not be here? One of the things that was very clear in that movie, and is very clear if you look around at our government, is there are lots of secrets, lots of things hidden in the shadows. Why? Are they afraid that we can't handle the truth? What we live in every day is the truth. We are receivers of divine truth. All of the energy of all life moves through us as we are open to it. I mean, it moves through us whether or not we're open to it, but gosh, it's nice to be open to it and receive that intuition, that guidance. There's only one creator of the entire universe. Therefore, all is made up of the same stuff. One of the things that people have talked about as being ETs, well, sometimes they call them ETs, sometimes they call them angels, are messengers. And the angels that come as messengers are radiant beings of light. They haven't all got earth suits to dim the light around them that they are. However, I have also heard that angels come in human form to help as well. Does that mean that angels come with an earth suit in those occasions? I don't know. Does it mean that there is divine inspiration for the human who is acting as the angel for others? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to think. I'm going to say, I don't know that one. And in all honesty, it's not that important to me. I just know that angels exist, messengers exist, guidance exists. All of things, these things are already. I want to share something with you on cosmic consciousness and illumination. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the religious science textbook. And he talks about spirit being fully present everywhere. And I want to remind you that not only is spirit fully present everywhere in everyone, but in every situation. In every situation, the divine energy is present. I'll talk to you about that in a little bit about when I talk about electricity. So Ernest writes, cosmic consciousness is not a mystery. It is the self-knowingness of God through man. The more complete the operation of that power, the more complete is man's conscious mentality. For the illumined do not become less, but more themselves. The greater the consciousness of God, the more complete must be the realization of the true self, the divine reality. He says, the illumined become more themselves, more true to their divine nature. When you are recognizing the divinity within, the God within, the Christ within, then this truth is brilliant, radiant light. And it dispels any shadows of doubt or fear or the absence of truth. It does. I had a situation occur a few weeks ago, and I was scared. I was really scared. And I looked at myself and I said, what are you afraid of? And I had to step back and say, Connie is your client. What are you going to tell Connie? How can Connie overcome this situation? And the answer was, what situation? So what I started doing is anytime I started to feel anxiety, I started singing in my head a little song that we sing, God is my source. God is my source. God is my power. God gives me everything I need. So I give thanks for all my blessings. God gives me everything I need. And then, of course, you go through it with love and peace and joy and then cycle back to God. And in my most fearful moments, when I started singing that song, my human mind said, really? Come on. Mm-hmm. And when I got to like the second verse, I was breathing more easily. I was more relaxed. And by the time I finished it, I was joyful. And I was seeing blessings everywhere. Think about what you think about. Think about that cosmic consciousness. Ernest Holmes writes, "Illumination will come as man more and more realizes his unity with the whole, and as he constantly endeavors to let the truth operate through him. But since the whole is at the point of the inner mentality, it will be here alone that he will contact it. Speak to him, thou, for he hears. Always, in such degree as one has spiritual sense, he realizes universality in his own soul." The great mystics have had that sense and have felt the possibility of an immediate communion with the universal spirit. This essence has run through all theologies with all its weakness and has this essence has run through all theologies and has been the cause of much of their vitality. Knowing that there is one mind, knowing that there is one life, knowing that there is only God. The universe is God. The creator is God. God is the creator. Whew. Yeah. Reverend Carrie Munns wrote, "Day by day, I live in God's world. Day by day, I meet the experiences of life with the power of God within me. Day by day, I grow into the realization of myself as I am in God. Day by day, I rejoice in the deeper truth that my soul reveals to me. Day by day, I rejoice in the beauty of life that is all about me. Day by day, I realize that God love expresses through others to me. The joy of life consists in expressing my love in helpful action to others. I rejoice in serving others. In my realization that I am a center of health in God's presence, a center of power in God's power, a center of love in God's love, and a center of life in God's life, I now find myself an individualized center of God, free and joyous. We are the light within. And it's thrilling. Thrilling, thrilling, thrilling.
Yes.
Ernest Holmes, in the very first page as he gets to his text, says, "We all look forward to the day when science and religion shall walk hand in hand through the visible to the invisible." Okay? Let's think about a light bulb. Okay? Electricity is invisible. We can't see it. We can see its effects. We can see what goes on around us, like the light. I flip the switch, the light goes off. The fan is just slowing down because of centrifugal motion. I flip the light, flip the switch, the light goes on. Does that mean that there's electricity running through the wires? No. Did you know that electricity does not run through wires? It is a field, it is an energy field around the wires. So if you have a wire, and we had an example of this last week. If you have a wire going from point A to point B, point A being a source of energy and point B being a light bulb, then when there is energy and electricity moving, it moves around the wire in a pattern. It does not go through the wire. It goes around the wire. That's why we insulate wires, by the way. But when you have multiple things using a same circuit, like you have a plug, an outlet in your house, you plug in a power strip, and then you plug a bunch of other things into that power strip. When the energy comes from the plug to the power strip and to all of the items that you've got plugged into it, it's not pure. It is not pure. It is impacted by the energy surrounding, the energy field surrounding all the other wires. So you can get things like feedback or static. Or you can get things like little weird clicking noises in your speakers. When I learned that, I watched, my brother gave me a clue on how to track down the clicking in the speaker, how to troubleshoot it. And then I watched a video on where does electricity come from, talking about the electrical lines and the fact that they are, the lines actually are not conducting electricity. They are a pathway around which the energy field can be directed. What we need to remember is that electricity remains unseen, but it's a divine force. We see its effects. The divine light within us remains unseen, but it is a force. We can see its effects. We can see its effects in our lives as we dispel shadows that are around us or around people we care for, people we see regularly. That light radiates outwardly and inwardly. Anything we ever have in our minds as less than, as a shadow, as a fear, let us remind ourselves that that shadow is not real. Darkness is never real. It is simply the absence of light. When we look out at the sky at night and we see all the stars, we think, oh, it's dark out. Oh, no, not really. It's an absence of light close enough to shine on what is near you. But it's also a reminder that every point of light out there is a center of God. We are surrounded by the presence of the divine. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight. Thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.